You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at CKUT.ca. I'm Jules Bijal. Forced evictions are on the rise in Quebec. According to a new report from the Regroupement des Comités de Logement et Association de Locataires de Québec, also known as the RECLAQ. Speaking to reporters over Zoom on Tuesday, the RECLAQ's Cédric Dussault said there's been a steady increase in evictions over the past 4 years. This reached new heights between 2022 and 2023, which saw a 132% increase in the number of evictions. That accounts for over 3,500 cases of forced evictions in the province.
De 2022 à 2023, au cours de la dernière année, il y a eu une hausse extrêmement élevée. On est passé de 1525 cas signalés à 3531, donc ça représente une hausse de 132% des cas traités par les groupes en un an seulement.
Dussault says the RECLAQ's data, which comes from about 30 housing groups across the province, includes instances of unit resizings and family repossessions. The CORPIC, which represents landlords in the province, has defended these practices, which are illegal under the civil code. The RECLAQ, meanwhile, say they're often a pretense to force tenants out and jack up the rents.
Dans la majorité des cas, ce n'est qu'un prétexte pour évincer les locataires et hausser les loyers. Parce qu'il n'y a aucun contrôle et il n'y a aucun suivi surtout qui est fait après coup pour s'assurer de la légalité du processus.
But he says the most notable jump is in illegal practices like rent evictions, where landlords start major, often unnecessary repairs in order to flip an apartment.
Ce qui est très, très notable dans la dernière année, c'est que les rénovictions, les pressions...
What's notable in the last year is that rent evictions and undue pressure, overtly illegal tactics, that is, have increased in a major way. It's an almost exponential jump. We went from 288 to 949 rent evictions, and from 189 to 630 cases of undue pressure, causing tenants to leave.
The proposed Bill 31 has some provisions to counter this trend, namely upping the amount that a landlord needs to pay to a tenant they evict, and asking landlords to demonstrate that an eviction was carried out in good faith. But Dussault says he isn't impressed by the moves and that the government's suggestions barely scratch the surface of what's needed.
Du point de vue du RECLAQ, ces mesures-là sont totalement insatisfaisantes. Ces mesures-là ne serviront pas à réduire le nombre d'évictions.
From the point of view of the RECLAQ, these measures are totally unsatisfying. They won't help to reduce the number of evictions, and they'll still normalize fraudulent practices. What we are asking for are measures that address the root cause of the problem, the impunity for landlords who carry out these evictions.
The RECLAQ is asking for a moratorium on evictions in areas with a vacancy rate below 3%. And an obligation for landlords to prove that evictions for reasons like family repossession weren't fraudulent. They're also calling for a mandatory rental registry in the province. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.